The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
While I'm here in Birmingham, I mustn't forget about my partner, Gary. He's down at Queen's to follow the fortunes of Jay Clark. So it's time to catch up with his tale from West London.
Sounds of Baron's Court.
He's the
just got off at Queen's at Baron's Court.
If you've got a paper ticket, just walk out. If you've got a paper ticket, just walk out. Thanks.
Tickets for the tennis tickets. Perham Road entrance. Now, where is that?
Excuse me, this isn't the Perham Road entrance,
no.
Is it?
Left at the bottom, then first right.
All right, thank you. That was Annabelle Croft there filming.
Give you a ticket in your hand, please.
Last night, obviously, a bit late, but...
Do you know where I go for the VIP clubhouse?
Yeah, so if you take the left-hand lane, okay. They'll let you through, basically. In.
What, with these?
Yeah, is it hospitality park?
No, no, it's for the players' lounge.
It's for the players' lounge?
Yeah. My ticket's on the door, you see.
Oh, if you go to the lady at the end of this...
Oh, yeah, I'll see. Yeah, so. Nice one, cheers.
Hi there, just
right. Yeah, I've got a VIP clubhouse ticket.
Oh, okay, if you just go to the blue box.
Right,
okay. To the blue box.
All right, thank you. I've got a VIP clubhouse ticket to collect. Cheers. Are you Jay's dad?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Gary. I'm doing the audio documentary of him.
Oh,
you met
right.
Kerry the other
yes.
day. How are you
yes,
doing? You alright?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, how random I bump into you here.
Yeah.
I've seen you before and I was like, is that... How do you pronounce your name? Is it Errol?
Yeah,
Errol.
That's it, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I've come down today.
Does Jay know you're here?
He's not aware yet that I'm coming down.
Oh, that's good.
Yasmin's coming down, she's going
to
tell me.
Because I was chatting to him on, I was with Jay and Kurt on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, is your dad coming? He said, no. I was like, oh, it's Father's Day, you know, have you had a chat? He said, yeah, he's been giving me advice. Contradicts Kurt's advice.
That's the best bit. You can never have too many advices, but you've got to pick the right one. On the day, at the moment.
That's amazing that you've come then, because he's going to be chuffed to see
yeah,
you then, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bumping into you is serendipity for our little project, eh?
let me just take this. I think this might be Yaz. Yeah. Hi, Yaz. Hi,
sorry,
I'm
we're not queuing if you want to go past.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, just go past.
You see me?
So you're the man who got Jay into Chelsea as well, right?
Well, I...
Hey, Dad.
We're
going to walk into the players' lounge that way.
Hi, how are you doing?
You're
right. Yeah.
Your tickets are
I was just chatting to him because I was like, oh, it's like random, like bumping into you and that.
I'll tell you how I got into like Chelsea.
When I was little.
Yeah, yeah, tell me later. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
All right, I'll see you in a bit anyway. Take it easy, mate.
And you.
See you, Yaz.
Okay, see you later.
All right, I was told there was a ticket on the door for me. It's for players' lounge. Yeah, for the players' lounge.
It's the best
one to speak to. Right,
okay. Was it being your name?
No, it's my daughter's name.
There was a ticket left on the door for me, Gary Hayes. Yep.
I'm going to ring off because I've just got to get these tickets, but do a proper catch up later.
Yeah, perfect, thank you.
Alright, mate, take care.
There we are.
Do I need a lanyard for that?
Have a great day. No, it doesn't clip on, it only clips onto the tag one.
All right, so I'll just show you that wherever I go, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, nice one. Thanks very much.
Have a great
cheers.
Day.
Meet you again.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
I'm all right, you're right.
Thank you. Have any glass bottles in here?
Nah.
Equipment, yeah, laptop. That's all right.
Yeah, nice one. All right, I was trying to get to the players' lounge.
The players' lounge?
Yeah. That's into the, it's where we ran there, wasn't it? Okay, yeah. All right, nice one.
There,
yeah, nice one. Cheers. Do you know which way it is to the players' lounge?
The players' lounge. I'm not 100% sure, but that way is the
better. All right, okay. Cheers. I was looking for the players' lounge.
Yeah, through there.
Just through there?
Yes.
Okay. That's to the players' lounge, yeah? Cheers.
See you. Oh, it's straight up,
yeah. I was trying to go to the players' lounge.
It's just up there.
All right, okay.
I'll be upstairs.
All right, thank you. Which way is it to the players' lounge?
To the
players' lounge.
You need to go up here.
Just through here. Okay, great, thank you.
Pass. Flash it to me once.
Remember my face all day.
Absolutely. Players' lounge. Go through the door at the back and you head down to the right hand side.
Nice one. All right, thanks very much. All right, thank you. Cheers. Kurt, how you doing?
Hey,
all right, mate.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. I was on the phone to Kerry.
No, that's right,
I bumped into your dad as we were...
Yeah.
Oh, Jay.
Hey, how you doing? I come down yesterday, so...
You didn't know, did you? Oh, quality.
Nice, good. Yeah, it's good. It's nice. It's nice.
I was like, I said, it was perfect. I was just walking in, and then he was just stood there. I was like, hello. I was like, and then Yaz came along.
I'll tell you, yeah, you asked about Chelsea.
So is this a rain delay?
Yeah.
Because I was checking the weather, it weren't meant to rain until like 3 p.m.
Yeah, no, it's come early. Wait, it's going to go over the tunnel. Just wait a sec, see what it says.
So we've been waiting, what, 3 hours?
Yeah, somehow, yeah.
Because Jay was meant to be on at midday.
Yeah.
It's now 3:45. Mm. So what happened, you guys went out there, because when I got here, it was overcast, but it didn't seem like it was going to rain. It wasn't scheduled to either, was it?
No, I mean, 3 o'clock. When we got here this morning, it was really sunny, actually, and there was no clouds in sight, and then obviously hanging around. We actually came down here for maybe an hour and then went back up, and actually it was overcast and then a few drops, and yeah, then now we've had too much rain, I guess.
So it's
kind of hanging in the air now as well, so it's tough to see it going away.
So do you hold out much hope that play will... Go ahead.
Not today, just because the sky's gone so dark now as well. I don't think it can clear up. There's no wind to help, you know, the court dry either.
So it's just Jay's luck, because last week at Nottingham was the same, weren't it? Waited 2 days and had to go on late at night.
Yeah, and indoors, hopefully that won't happen here, which I don't think it will anyway.
Yeah, I think it's too big an event, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think they'll wait as long as possible, maybe play 2 matches in a day, I would imagine.
So how has he got around it today then? What's been the schedule in terms of reacting to the bad weather?
Well, there's been a lot of obviously start stopping, and we brought his bag down here at one point, you know, in case he needed to warm up like on the spot if they said, you know, you're gonna be on in 30 minutes. But yeah, he's actually in the warm-up area right now waiting to, you know, see if he goes on or if they're gonna call it or push it back.
So what's he doing in the warm-up area? Just having a hit or
no? He's you know, doing mobility exercises, stretching, all that kind of stuff, keeping active.
I saw earlier when I was chatting to your dad and he was just there on his phone, he came on and gave him headphones. Was that just to get him zoned in a bit more?
Yeah, I actually went and fetched him from the locker room. I said, you know, do you want to listen to some music? He said, yeah, sure. I just, you know, obviously there's a lot of noise in here, there's a lot going on, people playing games. It's obviously a good thing, you know, good atmosphere in here, but for Jay, he needs to kind of zone in, and that's also why we went away maybe a bit earlier, to try and get into the zone again, because obviously there's too much going on here before you play.
It's a good environment though, isn't it? You've seen like players like Kyrgios playing table tennis and like they're in a youth club, and then you've got other players on the pool table having a laugh.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's a good environment. It's good for the tournament as well. You need people doing things like that. And the pool is good as well. It's good to have every different sport, and obviously the football table too.
So tell me about how your dad got here, because as I was coming in, he was there, and I was like, Errol, I was like, How you doing?
Yeah, well, he can't. I think he decided last night that he was coming down, and we didn't tell Jay. So I think only me and Yaz knew. And it's good for Jay to have some, you know, my dad around. Obviously, doesn't get to watch like Jay play much anymore. It's a nice thing. Obviously, I had a few health issues in the last few, you know, years. So it's important he gets to see these moments, and we all get to have it as a family.
So Jay was obviously happy to see him.
Yeah, he's very close to my dad. Obviously, in the beginning, used to train all of us, me, Jay, and my sister, and actually tried a lot with Jay, you know, obviously through the juniors still. So it's nice for him to see, you know, dad's face here.
So, in terms of this match, what is the plan from your end? You know, you're expecting it to be called off now. So what do you do tonight? How do you prepare for tomorrow?
Same as today, you know, obviously get some good food in him, get some good sleep, just rest as good as possible. Put your mind at ease as well, because there's been a lot going on. You've talked to a lot of people today because you've been down here all day. So just rest as much as possible, get away from here as quickly as we can. And yeah, that's it really.
And who was the table tennis champion, because the winner stays on and you kept coming off?
Your
dad was saying, look, watch him, he's so competitive, he's going to want to stay on, and then you disappeared.
I dominated in the morning. I think I need that rhythm to keep going if I'm going to stay on, but as soon as you come off, it's tough because you're off for three or four games because everyone else wants to jump on as well. Yeah, Jay's very good though.
Right, Kurt, you ready for the ping pong?
Yeah, let's go for it. You any good?
Experience from the warm up, I'm really good.
Oh wow, I think I'll serve. Jeez. You've got a pretty wild backhand, I won't lie.
What, is it good?
No, wild is not good in this case. It's got a weird flick of, it's a weird flick of the wrist. Looks unnatural. I'll set you up, here you go. Oh wow.
I feel like everyone's watching, you know?
Yeah.
This idiot?
People stopped watching a couple of minutes ago now.
This is Queens, mate, you can't do it.
Stiff as a board.
Yeah,
I'm playing with my left hand right now, mate.
I didn't even notice. I was like, oh. Right, so as a coach,
yeah.
What's your advice?
Footwork. Find more space, I guess. You're a bit close to the ball a lot of the time.
Oh, is that a problem?
Yeah, it's a bit easier if you're sideways on. It's more about the wrist when you play table tennis. At least the way I play it anyway.
What do you mean, what, so flicking?
Yeah, it's more about if you have some space, you can kind of flick or go, and it also gives you a bit more disguise. So if you're here, you can actually flick the ball. Whereas if I'm playing it front on, I've got less options. It's tough, I think. But people play it many different ways. Obviously, this is the way I've learned since I was a kid, so. You ever play squash?
Yeah.
Jay's a wicked squash player.
Yeah. Sometimes
quite a few of the British tennis guys are pretty good at it. I know Evo's pretty good at it. I never play any of the guys, but it's really physical, Tonis.
Yeah, I get
so tired so fast.
You can shoulder barge each other in there.
I'm a speed guy, not a cardio guy. That's the problem.
Winner takes all,
yeah? Yeah, winner takes all.
How'd you win a point?
I love this. He's been hustling me the whole time, I can tell.
Oh, that was out, right?
I thought we did. All right, yeah, let's go for it. I'm not going to lose another point now. There we go. Oh, what? Yeah, it does. Net cord. Lucky guy. He's working me over there. One each way.
It was close at one point.
At one point, yeah.
At the start.
At 0-0. At 0-0, it was close.
So what, it's a match point for you, yeah?
Yeah.
Do I get a second set?
You don't, but I'll allow it. We'll have a little bylaw here. Cheers, man.
Yes.
Yeah,
thanks
good.
Very much.
Yeah,
mate.
Cheers.
So, Jay, what's just happened at Queen's?
Yeah, so after postponing it all the day, trying to wait out for a good bit of weather, it just hasn't come. So, yeah, they cancelled play for today. So, we're just going to go back to the hotel, get showered, change, go for something to eat, and then, yeah, just reassess for tomorrow. Yeah, just come ready again, you know, start the day how I did today, and hopefully it's going to be good.
Like the forecast is better, although it's forecast for rain.
Yeah, I know. I saw it was supposed to be raining today and tomorrow, but hopefully we get a couple of hours tomorrow, so not only like the players can play, but also the people that bought tickets can come watch. So.
Hotshot Birmingham.
Excellent, it worked. I was trying to get audio before, but I've just got off at Barron's Court and I couldn't get through. Anyway, how is Birmingham? Sorry, there's a train going by. How is Birmingham?
Yeah, Birmingham's all right. We've had no rain today holding up play. It's been quite hard work, especially when there's rain, because of course you never get any chance with the players. And trying to get time anyway is a bit difficult, you know, it's understanding the system. But yeah, look, it's all good. I'm having an interesting time here, and there's a lot of tennis going on today.
Right,
how about
well,
you?
I've just got over here. Fortunately, Jay is on at 1:15 because I had to go to a meeting. But because of the delays yesterday, he's not on till 1:15 because there's a match on before him. So, look, the gates are open. Good, I can just walk through. So I was hoping to speak to Kurt before, but I doubt I'm going to have time because they're on in like 25 minutes. So I thought I could have a quick catch up with you. Yeah.
Is the weather good down there?
It is.
So it looks like it
is.
We'll play.
When I spoke to Kurt earlier over WhatsApp, we were worried it might rain, but the weather's held out, which is good. So that game at midday is already up and running. But what I was going to say to you is, have you seen the news about Wimbledon?
What news? Is there a wild card announcement?
Yeah. And I asked them yesterday, when we had the rain delay, and I asked him off mic, and I was like, oh, Kurt, when's he going to get announced? He's got a wild card. And he was all coy and laughing. He was like, I don't know what you mean. I went, oh, come on. I said, I'm not going to announce it anywhere. And he went, no, we don't know. And then I got a media alert this morning from Wimbledon saying, wild card's announced. And they've announced the first four for the men's draw. Jay's one of them, as is Paul Jubb as well. So I messaged Kurt, and I was like, oh, look, Jay's got his wild card. And he's like, how do you know? So I told him, and he was just laughing. He's like, oh, sorry, bro, we're not allowed to tell anyone. But that's good news that he's got that.
That's wonderful news.
Yeah, because I think he's deserving anyway. But, yeah, it's good to see that he's getting that support still. And obviously Jubby as well.
Oh, it's a really interesting summer, I think, for these younger players. I'm really excited to see how they do. But having Jay, that must take an awful lot of pressure off them, mustn't it? Knowing that you've got it. I mean, I guess they always knew they were going to get it, but until you've got it officially approved, you just have that little nagging doubt.
Yeah, I guess. Well, look, I'm going to head on inside because I am hoping to track them down and have a quick, well, obviously not Jay, but see if I could grab Kurt just quickly to ask about the prep from, you know, yesterday to now, because I spoke to Jay quickly after, but obviously with the weather better, he's going to be playing soon. And then, yeah, if I don't get to speak to him, that's a shame, but I had to get here late because of the many commitments of being an entrepreneur. But anyway.
So there's the other side of it, Gary. Which is you're always late.
Yeah, I'm like Samuel L. Jackson in Goodfellas. I'm even late for my own funeral. Right, I'm going to shoot.
Don't worry, I'll make sure you get there early for that.
Yeah, preferably 50 years too late, I'd say. Right, I'll speak to you soon. I'm going to have a catch-up.
All right, well, yes, carry on with this drop shot universe, and I'll speak to you later.
Yeah, nice one. All right, bye.
Hiya.
Hi, sir. Got a ticket. Gary Hayes.
Accreditation?
Players pass.
Okay.
Nice one, thank you.
Have a great day, sir.
See ya. I've gone the wrong way. How do I get out there?
Yeah. You need to go through a strip.
Just go through and then...
Just go through.
Yeah, okay. All right, cheers. I was going to the players' lounge.
Players' lounge, right.
Oh, thank you. Too many corridors.
It's took me a bit of 5 minutes to try and figure out where
I was. I was all right yesterday as well, and then I'm walking around thinking, I got up there, how did I get up there?
Yeah. Well, I've only figured out where the Royal Box is.
If you want to take me there, no problems. Right, excellent. Thanks very much. Walking through the hospitality. Lovely food. Afternoon, you all right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the parts. It doesn't have the electronic stuff
on
it.
Yeah, I know, but it should have appeared here for me to read the number. Come.
Harry?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just eating a chocolate bar. Yeah, guess what's happened?
Rain.
Yeah.
Wait, I know.
What are the chances of this? So I'm on court one, watching Feliciano Lopez. He wins.
Yep.
Jay comes on straight after.
Yep.
I don't know where Lucas Poirier is, but Jay comes on straight after, sat next to the court, and it just starts raining. So now he's had to go off court, and he is now back inside while they've got the covers on.
It's a familiar sight this summer, isn't it?
The frustrating thing is that they expected the Lopez game to be over by quarter past one, but the game went on, a three-set game went on for like nearly 2.5 hours.
Yeah, but in a way, I wonder if it's not better to get on court and not play than get on court and get a few games under your belt, and it could go either way. Then you're off court, then back on. Maybe it'll be the right way for him to go. So
just
he can
straighten. I was just sat there. Kurt came in. I was like, "Yo, how you doing?" And then it just started raining. As I saw, as Jay walked off, you could see he was a little bit. He was calm about it, but frustrated.
I just think you mustn't speak anymore, because it's obviously your words brought the rain on. You should never have said, "Hello, Kurt, how are you doing?" Because you are the curse of Hayes.
I do have biblical qualities as well.
Well, you're starting to get a Moses-type beard, that's for sure.
I should, and the way it's going, all I need to do is part my hands, and the rain should part as well, shouldn't they? Because it's going to be flooding here soon, the way it's coming down.
Yeah, I think it could be quite a long wait. At least the one thing is, he is next on court today.
He was first on yesterday and didn't get on.
Yeah, but at least you know that the next game is you now, you know. So, yes, he's got to go through exactly what he went through yesterday in a kind of a way, but he's not third on the bill, which means that you're suddenly looking at 7:30 at night, 8 o'clock or whatever, and probably suspended play due to light. So.
Well, the thing is, and to make matters worse, on top of everything else, when I picked my pass up, Kurt sorted my pass out again, but down at the accreditation, they screwed it up, and now I'm only allowed in with the riffraff, and I can't get into the players' lounge. So Kurt's got to sort it out, but obviously he's got more important things to worry about with Jay's match. So I've got nowhere to go. I'm currently under a shelter, and I can't go to work anywhere because I can't get in anywhere. So I'm just idling away.
Well, you know, I've had a pretty tough time on my own over the last few days, so I'm very sorry for you, but welcome to the club.
And believe it or not, I had to buy my own food.
Well, yeah, me too. So
£3 £3 for a can of Coke.
You see, you cannot rest on your laurels. Phoning me yesterday, going on about the players' lounge and how great it was.
How I stopped Tsitsipas's mum from stealing my seat. When I was like, "Oh, excuse me, madam, that's my seat." Yeah, and now here I am, and it's happening to me.
You're not even a journo. You're like proper nowhere land.
I'm stuck in limbo.
You are. Gary Hayes,
It's like Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, and I've gone so deep that now I'm just stuck there in limbo.
you have the craziest analogies. Even to have Leonardo DiCaprio in the same sentence as thoughts about yourself
and Moses and the Bible.
Well, you are, because, you know, you would have sorted your pass out. But what happened at the pass place? Didn't you go and speak to them and say,
"I did," and then
me?
What they did is I went from one entrance where I picked it up and said, "Oh, look, et cetera, et cetera, is the situation." They said, "Oh, you need to go and speak to person X over at the other entrance." So when I went over there and I said, "Oh, I need to speak to this person," they said, "I don't know who that is." So I went to another booth and they went, "I don't know who that is. You need to go over to where you get the passes from? And I said, well, I've just come from there. They sent me here. And Ian then thought, oh, I'm not going to go on this merry dance. I'll just sit back, wait for, you know, watch the Lopez match, wait for Jay to come on and then get it sorted. But I text Curtis, who's aware, but obviously he's got other stuff to do. But I don't want to go around, like, throwing my weight around and causing problems. So I was like, oh, that these people don't want to help me.
You have got nothing else to do. You might as well go and see if you can sort it out, you know.
It's too much exercise to walk from one entrance to the other.
Well, the problem is there, I guess they moved you from... They sent you from that one... There's one accreditation over one side, and then there's another over the other
side.
Yeah,
so I went from one to the other, and then they were like, go back. And I just thought, you know what? I'll just sit here and carb up, have a nice can of Coke and a chocolate bar, and relax. And then it started raining.
Yeah, more fool you.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm going to go because I can see the queue for the coffee line is dying down, so I'm going to grab a coffee.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
I know. When I see Kurt, I'm going to say to him, look, I need to get this sorted, mate. I can't be not in the players' lounge again, you know. People like me aren't made for anything but...
People like you weren't made for anything 2 days ago, and now look at you. You're getting used to my lifestyle. It's, you know, once you get used to a AAA lifestyle, that's all you can deal with.
AAA. Right, I'm off. I'll speak to you soon.
All right, see you later.
So, Kurt, we were hoping to have a day of action. Jay on court. We see Lopez win. Jay sits down. I'm there on the side of the court. You come in, I see you. And as we high-fived each other, I felt the rain coming. And Jay's just sat there on court waiting. And then the heavens open, and here we are. What, 3 hours later, and it doesn't look like there's going to be more play?
No, I don't think so. Actually, when we got out there, me and the rest of the team, when we got out there, we saw that Luca wasn't there, so we didn't think they were going to go. And I actually felt a few spots. And then as I was sitting down in my seat, actually, the rain came, a lot. So what can you do?
Is that usual for someone... obviously Jay's gone out because he's eager and keen, because I just saw it as Jay's well up for this.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Jay just wants to get out there. Obviously, we were in the warm area for a while before he went on. The match before obviously went to three sets. We were in there before when it was, you know, in the second set, thinking he may go on then. So there was a lot of back and forth, you know, even waiting for the match to come off, the one before without the rain included. So yeah, obviously he was eager to get going, and because obviously yesterday with the delay, but that's this happens a lot, so you need to get used to it.
So what's the plan now? Because obviously you'd planned for Tuesday. It's now Wednesday. He still hasn't even had a warm-up on the court, hasn't he? So what's the plan now in terms of how you're managing him and his time and keeping him focused and, you know, not allowing him to switch off?
Well, again, eating at the right times, trying to stay focused as possible. Obviously, let yourself switch off sometimes as well for a couple of minutes, because you don't want to be focused the whole time. Whereas when you get on there, you're a little bit tired, I guess. So, yeah, trying to chill out, but then also if it comes closer to the time and it looks like the sky's going to clear up, getting ready again.
I think it's moments like this maybe that your role as a coach changes, where I guess you've got to be a bit more of a motivator and a bit more of a man-manager, right?
Yeah, I guess, you know, the role is a lot more that anyway at this level, managing, you know, the day and how they're handling their time, I guess, whether they're eating or they're relaxing or it's time to go warm up now. Those are kind of my main things nowadays.
Happening on court one while Jay was sat there, Del Potro had already won, and then you saw Dan Evans slip on the surface as well, so I guess you've got to take that into account.
Yeah, we obviously felt a few spots of rain. I saw he slipped and I thought, oh wow, you know, hopefully if Jay goes out there, there's no more rain, because I don't want that to happen to Jay, obviously, you know, especially with Wimbledon and Eastbourne coming up next few weeks.
So is this scuppered your preparations as well for this part of the season? Because last week was stop starting Nottingham, and then he picked up that minor injury, and now he's gearing to get up and running, and then obviously the rain's stopping him again.
No, I guess not. I mean, obviously maybe for some of the guys who are probably higher ranked, it's probably more of an issue for them, but Jay's obviously in this as a wild card, so he can kind of hang around this week. Obviously a couple of guys maybe want to go off or prepare for Wimbledon, and if this week runs over, it runs into their preparation. But for Jay, yeah, there's no real issue. So
speaking of wild cards, it was announced Wimbledon today, so that's some good news.
Yeah, happy, obviously. Every year, you know, these are kind of... You work to obviously get into these tournaments, and it's nice when they give the opportunity as well. And obviously you've got the doubles as well, which is good with James Ward.
So it's going to be interesting. Another, well, have a good week at Wimbledon again, won't it?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully in singles this year. We've had doubles, we've had mixed doubles. Singles would be nice to add to the mix.
Because last year against Gorbis, he went so close, five sets. And I think it was maybe more that Gorbis was a wily old head that sort of got him through, because Jay had him rattled at times, didn't he? So I guess if he can draw on that experience and get a kind draw in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, it's moments in this sport. And, you know, obviously there showed his experience, I guess. That was it, really. You know, there was not much in that match. And then that's all it is at this level nowadays.
So thinking ahead to, well, just in this moment of this week, it's Thursday tomorrow, so there's 4 days left of this event. So Jay's going to, if he wins tomorrow, he's going to have to start playing back-to-back two games in a day, probably.
Yeah, I think obviously everyone down there is talking about maybe having to play two matches in one day if they win their first one tomorrow. And it is what it is. It's the same for everyone. Everyone's got to deal with that situation. So, and, you know, obviously Jay hasn't played too many matches recently. You know, the last few weeks obviously had to pull out. So Jay's pretty fresh, to be honest, so he's okay with that.
He's a fit lad anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, he's obviously one of the fittest guys on tour. You know, he prides himself on his fitness, actually. So what actually happened last week was a bit of a shock to us. So it's good. It's good he's back. You know, he's fighting fit. Hopefully we can get a win, you know, if we do get on today. So we'll see.
Thanks to the wonders of modern technology, I'm joining in a conversation with Gary and Kurt before I crack on with my day here at Edgbaston.
I don't want to beat this drum too much, but we were chatting about, you know, are they probably going to cancel the game? And then we had a little chat about what was going on. And then I left and I was getting on the tube and I got a phone call from Kerry saying, oh, where are you? I said, oh, I'm just about to get on the tube. And he said, but Jay's about to go on court. It was like 6 p.m. And I was like, what? I thought the weather just changed real quick. And then we came out and I saw Jay got on court first and I remember shouting, I was, what's he doing? He was testing how wet the court was. And I guess that's so difficult to have to prepare so quick for a match when you've been sat there expecting it to be.
I think they actually told him they were going a quarter to six, and then it was six, and then it was quarter past six. He eventually went on. But actually, a couple of, like maybe half five, Nicholas Mahu, or whatever, you know, he went out onto the court and actually saw the court was really, really wet. And said, you know, you guys won't be on until maybe half six, seven, you know, if they do put you on. And so we kind of thought, oh, okay, you know, you probably won't play tonight. You know, they'll call time on the match. And then we got out there and it was still wet at the back, but obviously wet for both players. So I think they both knew they were going to have to play. And then it kind of got towards the end of the second set and they, you know, saw that the light was going both of them. So they both wanted to stop while it was kind of, you know, 4-0, 5-0, I don't know, even 6-0 maybe. But obviously made them play on, and then obviously once he got the second set, he was happy to continue because he kind of had that momentum going in, you know, to the second.
So as a coach, what were you thinking when you sat there and you saw the way the second set started going? Were you fearing for Jay at that point? Or because he was competitive right up until then, and the second set just started and it just seemed to get away from him really, really quick.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, waiting around a lot all day, the time of day it was, you know, He actually said obviously he was struggling with the light to me, especially when he was serving. So, you know, there was a lot of factors going into that day that were obviously making it tough for him to, you know, fight back and get back into the match. And obviously, again, he was a top 20 player inside the net. Obviously, semi-finals of Australian Open this year, you know, it was always going to be tough to get back into after that.
Looking ahead to Eastbourne, what are you going to do to, you know, help Jay overcome that defeat? Because I know he's not going to carry it around with him, but it's something that, you know, obviously Nottingham happened and then the weather just hasn't helped at all. So what are you planning as a coach?
Yeah, so obviously try and hopefully get his first serve percentage up if we can. I think he's, you know, these last two matches he's served around 40% on the year. I think he's been serving around 60, which is obviously very, very good for Jay's game style as well. You know, baseliner, obviously that's higher than most people who play baseliner, around 50% most of the time. So that's obviously very good. Obviously he's been playing, you know, serving above average maybe for most of the year. So try and get that back up again around 50s, 60s. That will help him a lot. But Tyson, he's not been doing a whole lot wrong. You know, maybe try and hit a few more winners, maybe try and come forwards a bit more again. But he's obviously going to have to play a different type of player in Eastbourne, so that's going to be interesting.
In between us speaking now and the match yesterday, I listened back to the interview we did, and you said something really interesting, which I hadn't picked up on the time, but you said that tennis at this level is about those moments. And when you reflect on the match with Jay, those moments went Pui's way. I just guess that when you see Jay compete, and he's not that far off, but those moments just seem to go against him at the moment.
Yeah, and I guess obviously maybe in that moment wanting it more is not a positive, maybe a positive thing, you know, because it kind of maybe holds you back, or you put the return, you're willing to rally, but, you know, because of who the guy is and something like that, he's going to willing to go for it, and he knows he's going to play these events every week, and obviously Jay's hope is to maybe play them, you know, every week as well in the future. So you obviously have that in your back of your mind a little bit, or you want to get a win on the grass, you know, you want to get your momentum going a bit for Wimbledon.
The thing that I keep hearing from a lot of players is that, especially when you're younger, it's understanding that there's a process to learn to deal with the frustrations,
yeah.
And that experience teaches you that things can work out, and not to have that instantaneous feeling of, oh, you know, frustration.
Yeah, I guess that's why these guys are still playing. You know, obviously this is why I made a career out of it. They understood that this life is, you know, a process. Obviously only one person can win every week. You know, you've just got to be constantly improving. You've actually got to enjoy that, you know, more than winning sometimes, I think. But yeah, I think most of the people here understand that.
And is that something you have to work with Jay and get him through? So even if you lose, you are getting some great experience here.
Yeah, you have to always make them see the bigger picture. You know, sometimes maybe a practice is not normal for them, or you're working on something new, and you have to kind of make them see, okay, you know, look 2 months down the line, look 3 months down the line, even maybe 6 months, you know, this is going to be helping you. You know, maybe if it's even something as, you know, staying lower on the ball, or making sure you're in better positions every shot, having a good focus on that, maybe just for that 1 hour you practice, they can all make a huge difference, obviously, a couple of years down the line, a couple of months.
And what about for you? It must be as much a learning process for you about what's happening with Jay as it is for him.
Yeah, and like I said, obviously, the role changes, obviously, in certain ways, but it's not so much, obviously, making massive changes at this stage. It's, like I said, small changes, you know, getting the person, you know, you're coaching to think about their footwork, their positioning, you know, where they're maybe hitting the ball, why are they doing that? I guess it's giving them more questions, and they've got to have the answers for them.
I always think that tennis is a game that's as fine as the lines that's around the court, really.
Yeah, definitely. You know, small margins always. I mean, even when we look back at the match, actually, that Jay had lost yesterday, we kept, you know, looking back at the small differences, and it really was just small differences. I think he only won maybe a few more points than Jay.
I also think tennis is one of those games, one of those sports where knee-jerk reactions don't work. It's all about small changes, incremental.
Yeah, I don't think anyone who's here can probably work in, you know, knee-jerk reactions. You can't do that. It's got to be a process. It's got to be daily. It's, you know, every gym session, every tennis session, you've got to have a small process, two or three things. I think, you know, any more than that is really tough, actually, for any player or any athlete to work on. Yeah, so you've got to keep it simple.
And that concludes Gary's tales of his travails in West London. I really hope my last day here in Birmingham goes a little bit smoother. I'm primed and ready to go. You've been listening to Dropshot, a narrative podcast series written and produced by me, Kerry Levy. Gary Hayes was my co-producer on the series, and when he could be bothered to turn up, also travelled across the UK to record it with me. Taylor Hayes is Dropshot's sound engineer, while Leon Raczynski-Gorman ably assisted on several episodes. Our podcast artwork is by Matt Alabaster, and Jimmy Goodwin composed our music. If you would like to hear more about the series, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at This Is Dropshot. This has been an original production from Highway 61 and Kerry Levy.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.